The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to the Lord.
Then they came to Capernaum, and on the Sabbath, Jesus entered the synagogue and taught. The people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. In their synagogue was a man with an unclean spirit. He cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Quiet, come out of him." The unclean spirit convulsed him and with a loud cry came out of him. All were amazed and asked one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority? He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." His fame spread everywhere throughout the whole region of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The psalmist reflects today, if today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. But how can we hear God's voice in the midst of all the noise that daily bombards us? Someone once suggested, to hear God's voice, you must turn down the volume. A retired bishop often shared the story of how he turned down the volume at the end of each day. Following long hours of meetings and conversations and busyness, he took a few minutes to sit in his favorite chair, which he called his Holy Spirit chair. Here he simply sat in the quiet and let all the noise of the day settle down to stillness. After a time of quiet, he asked the Holy Spirit to show him what he needed to say or do or pray about that day's work. So, how noisy is our day? Not every noise is bad for the soul. A baby's laugh, a loved one's phone call, a favorite song on the radio, these can all be touches of blessing and joy. Likewise, hurtful words, raised voices, and the constant sounds of city traffic can exhaust us and wear us down. How attentive are we to the impact of daily noise on our mind, spirit, and body? When and where do we make time to sit in the quiet of our own Holy Spirit chair? If that's not happening at this point in our lives, what can we do to carve out time to listen to the voice of God speaking? St. Teresa of Calcutta reminds us, God speaks in the silence of our heart. Listening is the beginning of prayer. My friends, in today's gospel, people listened to Jesus because he spoke with authority. Even the unclean spirit knew who he was and responded to his command. Jesus speaks to us with the same authority. Each time we gather here, the gospel proclaimed in our midst. The gospels reveal to us who Jesus is. Savior, Lord, teacher, healer, miracle worker, friend. The Gospels also reveal Jesus' mission on earth, which is also our mission. Love one another, feed the hungry, care for the widow and orphan, pray for the sick, wash each other's feet, and do this in remembrance of him. So how well are we all listening? Week after week, when we leave Mass, what do we do with what we've just heard? Do we talk about it with our family members and friends? Do we let it impact our actions, our words, and our choices in the coming week? If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. We are to be the voice of Jesus in the world today. There are many voices speaking all kinds of messages to our children and to our world today. People need to hear the voice of God now more than ever. God's voice speaks truth instead of lies, love instead of hatred, and acceptance instead of rejection. It offers encouragement instead of criticism, forgiveness instead of condemnation, and inclusion instead of injustice. As Christians, we are called to be God's voice in our families, at school, at work, on the team, in our neighborhoods, and in our community, and wherever we go, wherever God sends us. So, the question today, where do I need to be the voice of Jesus today? And what words or actions will I use? Amen.